The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Alison Curtis is with me, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, and Jim Elliott, comedian. Any plans for the bank holiday weekend, Jim?
I'm gigging tonight in Kilkenny, man, as soon as this is over. I'm hopping in the car, headed down to Marble City at the Kilkenny Comedy Club. So it's upstairs in the Home Rule Club, man. They run a monthly show in there. It's a great show.
I have seen Jim in said room. Mm-hmm. Been there, Alison, to see him. Absolutely great.
Can you be honest? He's right there.
I mean, I'll tell you afterwards. Okay. But I mean, it was amazing, Alison.
I'll be gone in 10 minutes.
It was great. It was great.
Those are my plans for the weekend. I got a couple of gigs lined up. I'm opening for Neil Delamere. I'm on the road with him sometimes. Man, if you haven't seen his show yet, go check that out. He's all over the country. But I'm in Waterford at the Theatre Royal. You ever been in there?
I was just there on Sunday.
That place is gorgeous.
It's unbelievable. It's
unbelievable
amazing.
Venue. You go backstage, they got a plaque from when Buffalo Bill played there.
Yeah, they
in
let
like
me
the
on
1830s.
Stage, actually. It was
he had a rope and trick shooting show, and I'm going to be slinging my stupid jokes there on Saturday.
Oh, so
yeah.
I ask you what you're doing at weekends, and you always go, ugh, working.
Working? No, I don't say that. I love working.
No, you do kind of say it like that.
No. I'm on for 3 days in a row because of Paddy's Day as well. So
that'll
be good.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
What is on the show then this weekend?
Louise Cantillon and I are going to be chatting about, I actually asked her about Duolingo and is it a good way to learn Irish?
What does she say?
Yeah, she does. And we talk about kids learning Irish and I tried my hand at it. And yeah,
how did that go?
A chat. Yeah, I'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Tune into the weekend to find out. Right, who's your winner of the week then?
Parker Posey. You would know Christopher Guest movies, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Best in Show.
Yep.
The best
yep.
thing ever.
They're wonderful.
Do you know these?
No.
The Mighty Wind. It's
no.
just it's so funny.
Fake documentaries that are hilarious. Did you like Spinal Tap
yeah.
5 years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah.
You'll
it's,
love this.
It's him.
All right, okay.
Christopher Guest, yeah. Married to Jamie Lee Curtis. Anyway, so she was in all of those. She was kind of like an indie actress, but she's now in White Lotus season 3. And if you felt like you were missing the Moira Rose in your life with the craziness, the way Catherine O'Hara spoke, step into the stage, center stage now, Parker Posey with Victoria Ratliff. And she does a North Carolina accent. Where are you from originally?
I'm from outside of Washington, D.C., but
okay.
I spent a lot of time in Southern Virginia, and that's pretty close to North Carolina and Southern Virginia got a lot in common.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they keep talking about how, yeah, she does. And people even from the area are like, you've done such a good, you know, like she's like, tsunami,
mm-hmm.
and talks like that. She's just having a real moment because of that character and how big White Lotus is. Gap have now got her on as an ad campaign to kind of get people buying the clothes again, and it's working. And she's just so quirky, and what I really love about her in the, you know, she's doing the circuit right now. She's just great. But I love that someone her age is center stage and owning it, and there's no mention of, other than I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Like she's 56, and, you know, she's not considered not valuable still. So she's just great.
Can I just share something? Maybe I shouldn't share. This is a little like how the sausage is made. But for people at home, so I don't know exactly what you're going to say, but I know who you're going to, just the name maybe of what you're going to pick as a winner and sinner. Mm-hmm. You know, that makes sense. A bit of preparation is going to a show. And can I tell you, when I read what's here, so somebody put where there, this is the importance of a comma. Alison, winner, Parker Posey for being hilarious and white. Comma, Lotus and a bit of a revival.
It's you know, I've always been proud of Parker Posey.
I was like, what? I was not expecting. This is going to be a pretty fiery edition of Winners and Sinners.
I'm right, sorry.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's been her
more white women on TV.
Yeah, totally. More white people everywhere, please. You have to watch.
There, can we cut there? Can we kind of snippet that?
Snip that.
A little,
clip it.
Yeah.
Clip it. That'll be a drop.
Tune into the Hard Shoulder. More white people on TV everywhere, please.
This is going on
Instagram. Yeah.
But you have to watch those documentaries. I swear you will love them. Like they're just, they're
best,
in a
Best in Show
own.
Is my favorite.
Best in Show. It's a
fake look at a dog show and the crazy people.
Oh, right. Okay.
Catherine O'Hara's in it as Eugene Levy and like a whole cast of people. And it's just,
had she a few years in the wilderness, Parker Posey, after
no,
all
she
those?
She always chose small. Like,
oh, that's right. Okay.
Also, that's another reason why she's my winner. It's like she's been in bigger things like Scream and things like that, but she generally takes very small indie productions.
Yeah, okay.
Makes a living from it. And has fabulous apartments in New York City, and she's just fabulous. I love her.
All right. Jim, who's your winner of the week?
This might be, it'll be an unpopular one with my online presence. Michal Martin.
Oh, yeah,
my
really?
Winner of the week. Because, look, I'm a big, stupid
big
lefty, and I'm a big, stupid progressive, and so everybody I follow online was furious this week that Michal Martin could sit in a room with that monster. I think he played a blinder. He did exactly what you need to do if you're getting an audience with Donald Trump. And you can say a lot of things about Donald Trump. Some of them might not be so kind. But one thing that I think people don't appreciate about dealing with Donald Trump, if you're a foreign leader or dignitary, the man is susceptible to flattery. Do you understand? He's an infant. He's a 78-year-old infant.
Are you saying narcissist or something like that?
Jingle your keys in front of him, make him laugh. If he tells a joke, you better be slapping your knees.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly, he played it exactly how he needed to do it. And everyone's like, oh, he didn't confront him about it.
Sacrifice, yeah. Because then people are like, well, that was embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but it's necessary, man. It's politics. Mm. What do you expect him to do? I think this whole thing with Zelensky could have been avoided if Zelensky had shown up with a set of solid gold golf clubs as a gift and a dartboard in the shape of Hillary Clinton's face. You understand?
Yeah.
Man, you can get the guy
just
on your
side.
Don't
think he's that kind of guy.
You can. I think Michal Martin did very well, man, and I love complaining about the government, but every once in a while I gotta be like, hey, that was nice. That was nice. He didn't step on any toes. He didn't start any fights.
I like his giggle at 6 minutes in, basic now. His little giggles.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
He tried to jump in a few, because we were all like, watching it so closely here.
God. It's like watching a guy pick his way through a landmine, minefield. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, actually, it was like, that's exactly what it was like. And then every time an issue, you think, oh, I think he's getting through this fine. Like Donald Trump is talking about other stuff, about Russia, Ukraine. And then someone would ask a question about one of the potential landmines, and everyone would go,
shut up.
God, this is it. This is it.
It
and then
like
he gets
unenviable. Like, it really was. Like, he wasn't going to win here with what he was doing.
Of course not.
And he wasn't going to win in the Oval Office.
So that's why I think he needs a little bit of credit
I do like him. I actually do like him. But it was just, cringy. It was quite cringy.
It was quite cringy. But that's probably, you would have taken that in advance, wouldn't you? Zelensky was the more recent visitor, when he was the previous person in the room.
Yeah.
If someone said, do you want a kind of a quite just cringy where he doesn't really say much and you know, it's all a bit awkward and that's it, you go, oh God, yes, I'll take that. That's a win. That's a win.
If the choices be a little bit lame or be aggressive and start an issue that's going to dominate headlines for 6 months, just be lame, man. Be quiet. Giggle. Laugh at his jokes. Compliment him on his tie. Tell him it's a very normal length to have your tie. You look great. And get out of there.
Donald Trump kept saying about, and he said this when he signed, you know, the Irish Heritage Month executive order.
I love this quote
and, about, oh, you're not meant to like the Irish.
Goes,
what did he mean by that, Jim?
I love the Irish, and he's talking about Irish Americans here. I love the Irish.
Not meant to.
You know, you're not supposed to like them, but I love them. That's just when he gets into his flow verbally. He just says that he does something, and then he either says people love him for it, or that he's going against the grain somehow.
Yeah.
Like, he would be like that when he's drinking Diet Coke. He's like, I'm drinking a Diet Coke, and it's a great Diet Coke. You know, a lot of people say you're not supposed to drink it, but I drink it. That's just sort of the pitter-patter. So I don't think it meant anything, but it made for a great quote.
There is no Irish American, though, rump vote anymore, is there?
Not really. They break right wing. So on the whole,
like Allison.
Like, oh, most,
you know,
like Allison,
who loves hilarious white women.
Yes, absolutely. Allison.
I like angry white women, actually.
Angry
white women.
Once they're white.
Absolutely. Pro Karen. That's what we're doing.
I know my poor twin is Karen.
Her name is Karen?
It's Karen.
Oh.
And I saw a map the other day. It was like, Canada, since we're renaming things, Karen. And but she didn't really know the significance of it until I told her about a year ago, because I love you, Karen, but sometimes you live under a rock. But she was like, ah, crap. And I was like, I know, I'm sorry, but it wasn't a bad name when we were named.
That's like the thing. Even if she has a legitimate grievance, she can't.
I know.
Raise
and she is like the least Karen of Karens. Like, she is so wonderful. And I was like, I'm really sorry. And then we were trying to come up with a name for her at Christmas time.
She should go by her middle name.
Sometimes events can overtake your name.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of kind of Donalds out there, you know? And they probably think, ugh, this was fine until 15 years ago.
Yeah. My cousin Osama had the same problem.
Allison, who's your sinner of the week?
Well, I guess we're talking about Trump and his friends and his group of people.
Yeah.
The Tate brothers. So they've landed in Florida. Andrew Tate is really upset he didn't get the welcome that he was hoping to get. And it's just so mental and so disgusting. Like, there's three active criminal territories, cases against them, three active territories, like Romania, UK, and America. And these guys are just flitting about. And like really the worst crimes that can be committed by them, they're accused of. And they're just landing now. So in fairness to the governor, DeSantis, Ron DeSantis was like, I am just...
He's an unexpected ally.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Ron DeSantis, like, totally. Welcome to the resistance.
And he was just like, they're not welcome here. Like, what's happening? I don't like this. And obviously they're, you know, threatening them with the justice system due course that they're going to hopefully continue to implement if they stay there. And like... trap them basically in the state, even though they've already gone and traveled around to California and stuff like that. He's decided to buy a penthouse, though. He put on X. He's like, I didn't feel welcome, but I'm going to stay. I've just bought a penthouse here in Miami. And it's just, it's craziness. But they were spotted, like, giving Donald Trump a hug in Vegas at a boxing.
At an
boxing?
MMA. Yeah. Or UFC,
it's just like,
or whatever.
How many of these people can collect together? Like, it's just bizarre. And like, how does no one stand up and go, like the pastor that Donald Trump, you know, went to for years, you know, this story, has just recently been accused of assaulting a 12-year-old. At what stage do they go, this is kind of bad? Like, these are children. It's just mental to me. And those guys are just
I saw the photo op at the UFC event.
Yeah.
Because I don't follow the fighting or combat sports that much. But I see pictures like that and people are like, who are you hoping to win tonight? And I'm like, I'm rooting for an earthquake.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping to happen.
It's just this whole tidal wave of toxic masculinity, which is what DeSantis was talking about as well, going, it's not welcome in Florida. So we'll see what happens. But it's just.
But isn't it funny how blind you can become to things with just as a virtue of tribalism? That you can be utterly obsessed by Pizzagate, by there being a pedophile ring operating out of the back of a pizza parlor in Washington. And yet, you turn a complete blind eye to
once they're on your
brothers,
side,
who have not been found guilty and deny any.
They haven't,
crimes against them, but fairly serious allegations.
Yes.
And this pastor and 12-year-olds
again, allegations. Nobody sue me, please.
You know, so it's just funny how, like, you know, that's
fine.
Yeah, actual active criminal investigations. It's innocent until proven guilty.
But do you think things get so far?
Definitely a pedophile ring at a pizza parlor.
Like, do you think things get so far out of the realm of reality that we're desensitized and we're like, they're just words? I don't know. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. I suspect it's for a lot of people, it's all a slight game. Because it exists online to them.
It's not,
you know what I mean?
There's
such a remove from all of us.
And I know we've kind of talked about, like, the Tates before, but because of the age my daughter is and the online activity that is happening in her class, like, it has trickled down to, like she doesn't follow them. She doesn't like them. She doesn't know very much about them. But people in her circle are, and they are being influenced by them. And so it's directly influencing us. You know, it's just, sorry, happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
That's my chair, by the way. I'm not doing anything.
Alison keeps apologizing about this noisy chair.
Like, you've never heard noises.
You've never hung out with a Canadian before? You're going to get a lot of apologies.
A lot of apologies.
A lot of sorry.
Who's your sinner of the week?
This one might cut a little bit close to the bone. My sinner of the week is News Talk FM presenter and recent host of The Tonight Show, Kieran Cudahy. I'm sick of it. Let me tell you why.
What?
I'm sick of, because I follow you online. I find the things you say interesting.
Good.
Recently, I haven't been able to understand any of them because all of your posts are in Irish. And look, I'm proud of you and good for you. And I was thinking.
Especially this week, right?
Yeah.
Especially this week. Good for you. Great. And I'm glad. That's the thing. I've been rooting for the Irish language for years to be like, why don't we have more? Like, there's more comedy shows that are all in Irish now. And I think that's great. And there's more stuff
songs,
going on that
movies,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it was really only when I started to try, because I like following, keeping up with what you do on Instagram and I can't read it. And I thought, oh boy, if Irish gets really popular.
Yeah, Alison muted me ages ago. She's long
ago.
Complained about this.
I can't read it. So if the language makes a real resurgence, I'm going to be in trouble over here. I don't know if you remember, you and I made a promise about a year and a half ago on this very station, the Couch to Cupola Focal, whatever program that was, baby, I lasted about a day and a half.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm not good at
Jim
it.
Jim is sitting on that couch.
Yeah.
Still,
we are proud of
he's
you.
Still, he's got
it's
a
tricky language though.
Butt shape on that couch.
I'm proud of you, but I don't know what the heck you're talking about and I can't read it. Like, and I do.
Are you saying anything really rude?
You should.
Yeah. I'm saying Andrew Tate is welcome here.
Yep. Yeah.
Move to this country, please.
I love the Tate brothers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
More white women on TV, please. All those type of things. You love it, Allison.
Yeah,
it's right up your street. Yeah, exactly.
I do think there's a silent majority of people like me in Ireland who have outwardly been like, yes, I can't wait for the Irish language to make a comeback. It's Irish culture and it should never have been suppressed and it was important to Irish identity. And the back of our minds are thinking, I'm gonna have to learn. Oh God. I'm an Irish. I don't know any of it. I don't remember any of it. What am I going to do?
Animals. If you guys just want to talk about animals, that's fine. Or colors.
You know the colors. All right. Okay. So, do you have a problem with this as well?
I don't understand what you're saying. I haven't really muted you. That would be very mean and un-Canadian.
Are there any people in this building you have muted?
No.
That's a yes. That is a yes. Allison, that's a yes.
No.
It's absolutely a yes.
I guess your question.
No, yeah, it's a yes. It's a yes.
I don't have a muted because I don't follow anybody in this building. Are you kidding me? My
what?
Instagram is for fun stuff. Oh, bunch of news reading dorks. I don't need that.
You follow me, though, because you know about all the Irish.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we're buddies. We're
what's the Irish word for buddy?
Well, right. your Cara, you know, your pal, your friends,
Cara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Akara Jim.
Akara. Yeah, I gave out to a buddy of mine for opening all his text messages to me like that. Akara. And I was like, I can't read that. And it was just starting with buddy.
Akara.
It's just a nice Canadian Irish inflection. And start everything with the word buddy.
So you're like, you know when people warn us about kind of migrants who'll come to this country and trample over our culture? That's what you are, basically. You know, I've moved here and I don't want you to speak your own language.
Hey, you guys are. You're going to dye the river in Chicago green this weekend. I don't want to hear about it. Not this weekend, pal.
Isn't it amazing, about the Irish and St. Patrick's Day? It's like nobody on July 1st goes, I can't wait to celebrate Canada Day. Like just the Canadians.
I didn't even know when Canada Day was. Did you know when Canada Day was?
Yeah, we were before you guys.
July 1st, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best day ever.
You know, they got their own Thanksgiving, too. It's adorable.
Because why would you have it so close to Christmas? That's just stupid.
Oh, why? When's yours?
October, the first bank holiday Monday in October. Bank holiday.
Right, okay.
But sure.
It's good. Like, it's good spacing. It makes more sense.
Okay. Anyway. Very close to Halloween, though.
It makes October fun.
Okay,
makes October fun.
Halloween is awesome. But I think it's amazing that as a country, it's the national holiday is celebrated literally in like Mongolia, Japan, Australia, everywhere.
Is it the world's most successful national day?
It has to be. It has to be.
Yeah. I can't really think of any other.
There's no way anything's bigger.
So
Fourth of July is not bigger. I wouldn't even know what China or Russia have for them.
The 4th of July, I suppose, but.
Yeah. I mean.
They won't anymore.
Yeah.
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 Australia Day.
Australia Day is something.
It's too early.
You guys
in the year.
Hide your light under a bushel, you Canadians. You should be doing more to promote Canada Day.
Yeah.
You know what one looks like fun? Whatever they got going on in Amsterdam for whatever that day is. It's in the springtime and everybody wears orange and I always see photos of it online and stuff. And I'm like, that
looks
like
a lovely orange shacket now.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the Irish word for shacket?
I don't know. That is a shacket, isn't it?
Well, I believe it's called an overshirt. But yeah.
It's a shacket.
It's a shacket. Yeah, it's a half shirt, half jacket. I like
shacket's more fun to say.
Yeah, shacket is a good word, actually.
I was
it?
Ambitious with this, though. This is a warmer weather jacket
than it is
outside.
Cold.
Yeah.
I get up and it's so bright, and I'm like, cool, I can wear my cool lightweight jacket.
So, does your Thanksgiving, is it celebrating the same thing that Jim's is kind of so slaughtering the indigenous population?
Nobody really celebrates it as much anymore for that very reason.
Oh, yeah. So, you're more embarrassed about that than the Americans. They're like, you guys lean into it. Yeah, whatever.
No, we're definitely embarrassed. And we're like, no, it's just a sports day. We talk about baseball that day. That's what happens. So,
I mean, and it was the removal of Canadian Thanksgiving that started Allison Curtis's rightward slide.
Actually, there is a date, and it is, it's Native North American date, and I can't remember exactly when it is, but it's Orange Day, and it is a national holiday now in Ireland, or Canada, to celebrate Indigenous populations.
Oh, yeah. It's orange.
Orange is a color, for Indigenous populations, so.
All right, okay, interesting. Yeah. All right.
Speaking very selfishly, I'm down for more national holidays. More bank holidays, that's what I say. I want every culture everywhere celebrated, and I want to have permanent three-day weekends. That's what I want.
On that note, we will take a very, very quick break, and we'll be back with the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Lift off. We have a lift off.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. And since we last spoke to you through the wonders of the World Wide Web, we can reveal it's June 21st, Alison.
I know, I should know that.
Yeah.
Bad Canadian.
Yeah, anyway.
Good white supremacist, though.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, God, let's not let this roll.
Yeah, let's become this a kind a of bit, a standing thing.
PC perk. No,
we're doing this all weekend.
So, who is Mike Rice?
Mike Rice is one of the best comedians Ireland has ever produced. I believe he's actually from Kilkenny, but he lives, he's based in the UK now. He's based out of London.
And Michael Rice, you know, who hurled for Kilkenny. Different Michael Rice.
Of course I know all about Kilkenny's hurlers. There's Michael Rice and Declan
Rice
O'Brien. And
pardon?
Is Rice a Kilkenny?
I don't know. I guess maybe. Yeah, Edmund Rice was from Callan in Kilkenny, you know, who founded CBS.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I've heard the Edmund Rice Trust. I'm guessing that's them.
Edmund Rice, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mike
When
Rice.
I worked in Canada for a year, I was working for a landscaping company, and the very first job we went to work on was in this school, and...
Christian Brothers School?
Yeah, it was a Christian Brothers School. I went
there.
We drove into this school. It was this, like, high school, and it was fee-paying, so it was really, like, really fancy.
So what were you
and
digging
there was
up
this, like, massive
back
portrait of Edmund Rice, like, from Kilkenny. And I was, like, trying to telling all these Australians who I was working with how incredible
this was.
And they
were like,
they're like, you loser.
They were like, who's this Nepo hire? I think that's his uncle or something. I can't understand him.
Anyway,
no, Mike Rice is a comedian who is fantastic, and I'm a big fan of his, and he's killing it right now. And he just dropped last week his second hour YouTube special. So if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, it's called Nasty Character. I was gonna put him in down as my sinner of the week because his material's a little blue. So, you know, maybe don't watch it.
A little dark.
Yeah, a little dark, but it's very, very, very funny. He is incredible. Mike Rice, Nasty Character. Watch
Never
it on YouTube. Great hour of comedy. Great hour of comedy. I'm really rooting for this guy, man. He's going places.
I've got something else you want to recommend to watch, actually.
Yeah,
it's all watching
recommendations.
Recommendations.
Go down well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Mo, so you haven't started it.
I haven't started it, but it's on my list.
I didn't know about it until this week, and you're the second person to recommend it this week.
It is so
Richard
good.
Boyd Barrett recommended it to me.
Oh wow. Like, he's right wing as well, right?
So he's a well known rabid right winger.
Totally. Rabid right winger.
As perfect as TV can get. It is 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Season 2. We were so glued to it. My husband and I were like, oh my God, they look a little different. We're like, oh, we're already into season 2. We just glided on through. So it's a comedian, stand-up comedian, and he plays a version of himself. And he was born in Kuwait, but they are Palestinian. They moved to America, don't have proper citizenship, as thousands upon thousands, millions of people don't. So it follows that kind of story. So it's quite eye-opening because this isn't spoiling it, but he gets caught in a scenario where he's taken across the border to Mexico without his, you know, wanting to. And then there's a detained scene where he kind of gives a human side to the guard. It's really clever.
Yeah.
It's freaking hilarious at points. It's so funny and he's amazing and I love it. I don't want it to end, but it's really perfect and it's really going to teach you stuff as well. Like, it's quite sobering watching it. Like, you feel like you're going to cry at points, but also laugh. It's just really good.
Are there any well-known people in it?
No.
All right.
That's it.
Just this guy, Mo.
Mo.
Well,
he is well known.
Mo, I mean, he's well known in the comedy community.
Yeah.
He's been a legend, but stand-up comedy is about the lowest art form there is.
No.
So yeah, we don't get famous. I'm rooting for him though, man. I want more.
You haven't watched it yet.
I have not watched it yet.
It's timely to watch it now with ICE and all that activity, and it gives you a lot of insight into Palestinian culture as well.
All right.
I'm rooting for him because I want more Palestinian celebrities because right now, pretty much all we got in America is DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
We need another one.
All right. I think Alison has successfully reversed herself away from the right wing cliff edge.
Thank you.
Have you?
Could you imagine? You're going to get me fired.
No, we'll get you a job with GB News or something.
Yeah, very clever.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do a podcast with Andrew Tate.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Everyone's doing it. Spotify paid big money for that.
Did you notice her recommendation was a straight DEI recommendation? Disgusting.
Oh.
This woke nonsense gone mad.
My favorite, we're digressing when we should be wrapping things up. Did you see all the pictures of, you know, the plane that dropped the bomb in Hiroshima? Did you see the story?
The Enola Gay?
Yeah.
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 Loads of photos deleted from the Pentagon's website because they control F, the word gay, delete.
Yep.
With the DEI stuff. Alison, pick your jaw off the floor. It's a great, wow. Isn't it? They're just like getting rid of all, and they just were like, okay, we need kind of, right, there's some kind of black people, get rid of them. There's kind of diversity, so look at that. What else? It just control F, gay, delete all.
Oh my
bang,
God.
Loads of photos of the plane.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that mad? Mm. Anyway, on that joyous note, Alison Curtis, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, Jim Elliott, comedian. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Day.
All right.
How do you say that in Irish?
I was just about to ask.
Oh, God.
Look at him.
Law Shona Fela Padraic. Anyway, yeah. Why not?
He just called us losers.
I'm sure.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, on that note, I'll be back on Tuesday for Enjoy the Weekend, everyone.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.